Okay, we have the merit to sit in Emuna IP offices in a frat. Thank you to Rav Itamar and Rav Huda and Rav Akiva, Saint Itamar today, that from all the companies I've worked at in the more like non-profit business space, non-profit's a whole different world, which I also am involved with, but the profit space is generally quite difficult in the Holy Land, not always, but the one my experience is, it can be a little bit challenging. And this place, thank God, the people are quality and it makes up for everything. So
quality, crazy.
We had a great time at the conference on a Monday.
Yeah.
Real BPIP conference, Kol HaKavod to Kimberly and to our key contacts there, you know, shout out to Herbert and Adam, and I'm sure the other good people that we bumped into that day. And it's big opportunities to connect to souls. And I was just learning, look at my run, how there's elikus in everyone. Min HaShemayim, we learned Torah Lamed Gimel, everyone can check out the previous flow. And the Kutamaran says that there's elikus in everyone, not just the Jews, not just in the Torah, not just in the davening, but every single person, every kind of person you meet, Jewish, not Jewish, they're all made B'Salem Elohim, and they have godly sparks within them, and you're there together with Hashem wherever you go. So we were just as much feeling that on Monday as we are now, learning some Torah Kedosha, hopefully. So what we want to do now is learn Hilkos Shmoneh Esrei and a quick Torah from Sefer Nesiv HaSholem. We learn this in the merit of all the soldiers, Baruch Yitzhak Ben Masha, Avram Asher Ben Sarah, and also in Huda's family should be gebenched, and Kiva's family should be gebenched, and all our family should be gebenched. And we also learn that in the merit that Torah Kedosha is the key to, if you want to hug Kosher Sameach Pesach, this Shabbos is Panui, it's a open Shabbos where there's no Dalet Parshias, there's no Shabbos HaGod, an extra bringing out a Torah, an extra Torah, there's just one Torah, one Parsha, Parshas Tazria, and that means we're free to what? Makabel Hashem, to receive Hashem, that's what the Torah Sema says. So this is a time to really open ourselves, clean ourselves up, make available our homes, our hearts for Hashem, and also our businesses for Shefa, and to turn around some of the pain and darkness that's going on around in the world, turn it around to light and to simcha and to joy. And when the schus of the Torah we learn, turn around the nega into onik. We should have onik Shabbos. We should have anyway make a brach in our bochta. The noy lein melech alam shakol yibidvoy.
Amen.
Chaim to Yehuda's birthday. Thank you for the drink. Delicious.
Hebrew birthday next week.
Admer besrim.
Amen.
Yeah, we have shevet today. Shevet zvulin. So Zvulin is very good timing. We were learning the Indian of elevating our work, seeing the godliness in our workspace. Zvulin was the one who went out and made Panasa, and then he was able to mafanis at Tamadei Chachomim and the Yisoscha, Shem Yisoscha, Zvulin. It was all. So we'll learn now Hilkos Shmoneh Esrei. That's today in the Gimel Nissan. Some say Ligmor Birkas Go Yisrael. It's a good practice to synchronize one's conclusion of the blessing of Go Yisrael. Imashlech Siba Beshovi. Should try coincide, which I haven't managed for a long time. I don't know. I just.
Not so easy.
It's a nace if I get there. But Go Yisrael with the Shlech Siba. My alibi should be there like within 20 minutes. Not thinking about at the same moment.
Like Yali Fenster's like about being. Yeah, on time is on time.
No, I'm on time. I'm just like, I'm before most people come into shul. It just takes me long to get there. I don't know. I need Yishuv with that. So did I make it once this week? I'm not sure.
I like to say, I did it so I practiced about learning a little bit before you daven. Totally put you into the
I used to do that. That was great when I had a chavrusa before davening. I would love to get back
totally
to that.
Totally get you in the mode.
Im shlich sibah b'shov. So you try coincide with the shlich sibah. Im yigmor hu tzechila. Because if the person includes his own recitation first, achachach shlich sibah, yesh safik, yeah, it's a safik what? What is the halakhic doubt? Im yana amen or birkas shlich sibo oloi. So it brings you into a safik whether you're going to say amen to the guy Yisrael, the shlich sibo. Because he just said guy Yisrael, and maybe you should say amen to his thing, and then you say Hashem Sotot Titach. So the answer is just finish together. Anytime you have a safik with a brocha, with a chazan, there's a few times, or Yisrael, all these different times, just finish with the Shlech Sibo and you get yourself out of the Suffolk because you're finishing the blessing together. Then you don't say Amen. You finish together as well. And you start Shemoneh Esrei. Another reason is because you start Gai Yisrael together with the Shlech Sibo. And you start Shemoneh Esrei together with the Shlech Sibo as a Sibo. However, if you conclude the blessing at the same time, that's the point. The ain and an amen or birkas atzmo, does not respond amen to his own bracha, see above. So we did see this. Another way is to begin one Shemoneh Esrei slightly before the Chazan Kli Shel Israel. So the point, he hears a blessing, he's already in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He certainly may not respond to Shemoneh Esrei. So that's another eitzah. If you're ahead of the Shliach Tzibur, just start Shemoneh Esrei. Even though it's better to start with him, Shemoneh Esrei, in my opinion, based on other reasons. But if you don't want to say amen to his bracha and don't get into that suffix, just start Shemoneh Esrei before he gets to Gai Yisrael. Because you don't want to say amen to Gai Yisrael.
It's a suffix. If you're in the Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah. If you're at the same time of davening as the Shliach Tzibur. Now, if you just walked into the shul, maybe.
It's an accidental.
If you walk into the shul and you haven't davened or you're after davening and a guy says Gai Yisrael, maybe you can say amen. I don't think it's an issue to say amen. Maybe it's a suffix, I'm not sure. Ask a rabbi. But in terms of for you, when you're in the state of davening and you're at the same point of the chazan, and it's like a moment here. So see how subtle everything is at this point. Because you're about to enter Atzilus. You're about to enter into the world of Shemoneh Esrei, which is this very high level of moment, the vacus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you're talking to the biggest boss in the world, bigger than Herb and Adam and everyone put together. You're about to talk to Hashem, yeah? And he's going to give you all the bracha, everything you need. So now is the time to be tuned in and focused and not to be saying an extra amen or something else. It's a very edel moment. It's a very delicate moment. It's a very high moment in tefillah. You're about to talk to Hashem. That's why there's a lot of halachas at that point.
So it's an interruption, a suffix, and making use of amen, or is it?
It's an interruption on a certain level.
Got it.
He's giving you lots of advice how to get out of that suffix.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to... The next one is about Marav. Maybe we'll just quickly do it. The Shema Yisrael, the evening prayers also preceded by the recitation of Shema and his accompanying blessing. One of these blessings, although not the last, is the blessing of redemption of Gai Yisrael. Before we interrupt, because what do we say in Marav? We say Ashkivenu after Gai Yisrael. Marav, with regard to Marav, Kevin Shein Baruch Shalifne Shemon Esrei, Mitzvah is Gai Yisrael. Since the blessing precedes Shemon Esrei, does not conclude Gai Yisrael, Mutala Hafsik. Now you can say Amen. Kamo Bashar Mokum Bein Perik the Perik. So that kind of place, Marav, it's the other way around. You can say Amen. Say Amen to Gai Yisrael to the Chazan. Now, I don't know if you notice with Svarim, they sort of move fast at that point, and they just move over into Ashkivenu and sort of avoid that issue. But Ashkenazim, we usually say amen to the Chazan at Gai Yisrael in Marav. Shachris is different because it's right next to Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? That's what a Hilkos Shemoneh Esrei. The main point to realize is that we're in a very edel moment.
Right. Here's the main point. But I'm just curious. The technical thing is there's an interruption issue there. But we learn from it that we rise in interruption because we're going into this.
Yeah, either going to start the Shemoneh Esrei together, or you're going to be quicker than the Shechazan. But what you were getting at is you're meeting this moment with our Creator.
Yes.
And it's a delicate moment. It's like, you know, brain surgery. This is like the brain of your whole day and life is coming through Shemoneh Esrei because you're talking to Hashem. It's the most edel, like, delicate moment. And, you know, halavai, we should have the kind of Yerushalayim and understanding of what Shemoneh Esrei is and what we're doing, talking to Hashem every day, and not just, like, do it because halacha says, do it because it's relationship with Hashem. And so just like we need to focus more on our relationships, we need to focus even more so on our relationship with Hashem. So it says the Siva Shom, Goyim Ba'oyim Ba'avin Lashon Hara. So we know that people get Nega, Saras, if they speak Lashon Hara, Lo Aleinu. It's been a bit of an Asoyin recently, because a lot of pain I'm feeling about things, and so I've been talking, I don't mind being open about it. Hopefully it was to Ellis. It's hard to always know if everything we talk about is to Ellis. To Ellis means it for purpose. And that's where you have to be like really asking Hashem to help you to be saved from the sin of Lashon Hara. And still need to be able to talk. You need to talk to people, because especially nowadays there's so much pain. You don't want to end up taking out and start beating up your kid or something, you know? It's better to talk to someone and work it through than beat up some kid or go start blowing up somewhere. Yeah, it's better to work it through, but, you know, pay a therapist or somebody. Find some way to speak to someone, have a good friend like Itamar, and speak it out. But the point is that you don't want to be over the veil of Lashon Hara. So ask Hashem that it should be either to Ellis, or even better, that you should be saved from saying anything that's actual Lashon Hara. Because in the end, everyone's trying. And we learned from the Moreh Na'im yesterday that everyone is very choshev in Hashem's eyes, and he gets a tremendous nachzurah from all of Klai Yisrael. Even a Rosh HaGomo, he says, even someone who's seemingly evil, Hashem gets nachas from him also. So he doesn't want us to talk bad about anyone. Sometimes I feel like, you know, one of the harder ones is dealing with the Medina, the way they run things. And we have to somehow, if as painful as it is, the government and everything else, we have to somehow still realize Hashem is there and it's all for the good. And, you know, there's some good people within it and, you know, everyone's trying. It's a hard setup. Hopefully it will get improved and sorted out ASAP. But anyway, Dash Chazal, our pasuk Zois Tia Torah Masor says, so we're learning this pasuk, and it's actually interesting. It's the next week's parsha, yeah. Torah Masor, Torah Sasham Motzi Shemra, Shakol Mispalosh and Hara and Negoim Boyin Alav. Anyone who speaks Lashonara, the Negoim come upon him. Od Eis Shamar Nishtane Masorah Shemavi Shtei Siparim. So the Masorah has to bring, in difference to parshas Tzriah, has to bring two birds. Lefish and Negoim Boyim are Loshen Horesh who Masa Patpute Devarim. Lefikach has a Kaku, Letaroso, Saparim, Shabbatatim, Tamid. Yeah, so what does this mean? These are things that are, that bring him to purity, the birds, and this is something which is constant. You're going to always have to deal with this challenge of Shmir Saloshen. It's not like a one time thing. Shayesh the Baya Tamadur Ko. That we know that the Issa Loshen Hara is in some ways more heavy than other avarians you're not allowed to do. So say Chas V'Shalom, you know, hurting someone's feelings is an avaria, it's called Anas Tavarim, but there's other avarias, I don't know, like you can think of an avaria out there. So Loshen Hara apparently has even more of a heavy spiritual effect in a negative way. So that's what's really, you see how hard it is, and you see how Ad Shekavur Chazal Shenegoyim Boyim Avonot Loshen Hara. So that Chazal tells us that this Negoyim come because of the sin Loshen Hara. This kind of skin sort of blemish. You know, it's hard to say that it's saras. It is leprosy. I don't think that's what it is. Some sort of spiritual blemish. Ad Amusham
BeGemar. See it physically.
Yeah, but only really the Kohen can paskin on it, and right. And it was times when we were more spiritually sensitive. So this is how serious the pagam of Lashon Hara is. So according to this, Gemara says it's like, you know, we had this Lashon in the Haggadah, Kofa Be'ika. What's Kofa Be'ika? Ika Itama is uprooting your main yesod, your main foundation, your balamuna. Remember we break the teeth of the guy, the Russia at the table. It's a hard, you know, to understand exactly what that means. But the idea is he's kofa be'ikah. It says by Esau, he was kofa be'ikah. He's arguing with the ikah. What? The ikah yisodos of Tchiyas Semesim, and Muna and Mashiach, like certain basic foundations of Mani Mamins, of Am Yisrael's Amuna, that speaking of Lashon Hara is also like kofa be'ikah. It's like uprooting the main foundation of Yiddishkeit, which is Amuna. What's the connection between Lashon Hara and other things? Kain to be more kofa ikka. Kain a mesapa Lashon
Hara.
Like being kofa, uprooting everything. Like real heavy stuff. Why is it so heavy? So there's a concept that if you start going around speaking Lashon Hara, right? These people that get online and start talking Lashon Hara about rabbis and, wow, or even not in Jews or anyone, just start going crazy online. Anyone can do it now. I can go on now, start going, tag some guy and say Lashon Hara. And that goes viral. Someone copy paste, it's gone already. And now just damage the world online, and it could even lead to money, financial nafkaminas, all kinds of things. Very easy for it to happen. Nowadays, just with a phone and a little tweet, just like that, or X, whatever you call it. Yeah, so says Hashem, I can't dwell with you in the world if you're doing stuff like this. So we have to explain also, how does it mean that I and them are not able to dwell in the same world together? It's actually more serious than the Avodah Zarah, Gilas HaRayos, and Shefichas Damim. Says the Tanya Rebbe, the Bay Rebbe Yishmael. How can it be so Lashon Hara is so heavy. Yeah, how can it be?
So it was an issue of emuna.
Yeah, so this is a long Torah, obviously. We're not going to be able to get into all of it. But the main Nekudah is that Lashon Hara is connected to the Nachash. And he, when he bites the Koach Hara, it has a Koach to damage. Yeah, it actually really causes damage. And the crazy thing is, there's no pleasure from the damage. What does a snake get out of biting people? Nothing. Maybe if it's evil and it enjoys causing other people pain. But other than that,
no food.
There's no benefit. It's not going to eat a person if it bites it. Yeah? Most snakes, anyway. So there's nothing gained from Lashon Hara. You're not gaining anything. So that's one problem. Yeah? And also, Misapa Lashon Hara, Ein Lo Shum Hana. So you're not getting any pleasure. Ein Yisurin Ba Lashon. There's nothing you get from it. Rak, it just causes bad. And to think bad about people. So he says uprooting everything. So he gets brought into why? Because Chaviv in Yisrael. Yisrael called Banim Lamakam. He doesn't let us talk bad about his children. You hear that, Itamar? Yeah? We can all relate. We've all got wives. They're very protective of our children. Yeah, Huda? They don't want any bad to our children, and they're very protective. So, Kol Shekeinu Kodesh Baruch Hu about his children. They don't want to hear bad about our children. It's not only is it bad for your friend, but also your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're showing a lack of kovod to Am Yisrael. You know, like we said before, Hashem gets nachas from us, and we are his children. And you're talking Lashon Hara about his children. So it's not just between you and this person, it's also between you and Hashem. These are his children. And like I was saying earlier to Itamar, all these difficult situations, I mean, in the end, all the people are meant to be doing what they're doing. So there's nothing bad about them. They're just shlichim. Whether it's sometimes they're shliach for good, sometimes shliach is hard. They don't speak Lashon Hara about them. It's not their fault. They were shliach. Maybe they could have chosen some way or another to get round up. Maybe not. So the point is, either way, they're children from Hashem. So I've only got to say good. They're good. They should be blessed. Everything should be good. They're good. All is good. Now, do I have to do tshuva? Do I have an issue with Hashem? Yeah. So now I have to work on that relationship with Hashem. Not bring it to that person, that kid of child of Hashem, and start talking Lashon Hara. Yeah. So he's undoing that truth. The what? The Hashem loves us. The Ikre Amuna, the what? That we're bodim atem Hashem elokeichem. So if you speak Lashon Hara, you're undoing that truth that we're children of Hashem. And that's the Ikre, foundation of the world. Hashem made the world b'shul Yisrael. He made it for us. So if we talk Lashon Hara about Yisrael, that's undoing the Ikre of what the world was created for, which is Yisrael, to serve Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us touching that. Don't talk bad about Am Yisrael. Yeah? And you can't dwell in the same world. Why? You're now damaging your relationship with this child. So basically, without getting into this, there's a long Torah here, but basically the opposite is going to be all the more so. If you speak good about Klai Yisrael, like Levi Yitzhak B'Ditchov, and you love each other, and you get ready for Pesach the way Am Yisrael should, with Achdus, and giving Nachas Ruach Lamala, by saying only the good of Klai Yisrael, and seeking out the good, and doing Hachnasas Orchim, like it says, Hachnasas Orchim is more than Mekabel the Shechina, Itzmah. Having us for Shabbos, for Kiddush, having us in the office, making Lachaim, this is more than Mekabel the Shechina.
Chief learning director.
Start turning it around into the positive. How much Hashem loves it when his children are together and help each other and love each other.
Chief learning officer.
So all the time that Hashem is going to makabul, every time we daven, we're going to say Mitzvah Safterech Chomocha like we do in Shir David. We're going to sing B'Shachris Afterech Chomocha every time. Yeah. What's, why? Because then Hashem, during Tefillah, every Yehudi is in the time of Eitz Ratzon and Rachamim. Because the love Hashem has for us, the kinder, for the children, for Hashem's children, bonus shemokim, and this creates a tremendous nachas ruach lamala. This is how we should be about Am Yisrael and tefillah with love and togetherness. Turn this whole heaviness around, and then we get to the opposite. And then Hashem is give us schar, and we get everything, all our tefillahs get nana tchila, all our tefillahs start getting answered, and we get rid of this yetzahara of making division in Klai Yisrael, and we get rid of all the suffering it creates. And this is the way that we start to learn to love creation, oyevetz shalom, oyevetz brias, to bring everything back to Hashem. That everyone in Israel gets brought back to Hashem. And we fix up this pagam of Lashon Hara. And that's the tikkun of the Nenegoyim. The Nenegoyim now turn into Oneg, Oneg Shabbos. Then become Achdistik, become an Oneg. Everything becomes about being Oneg and Nachzuruch to Hashem. That's what Shabbos is, big Oneg to the Oneg Shabbos, Oneg to Hashem. This Aneg al Hashem. How do we say Aneg al Hashem? Together. The Yuchid between us and Hashem, that we're all together in the Yuchid. The Chila Rechimu, the Shechina is a Yichud between us and Hashem. We're bringing out the Ava. We're turning around the Nega of Saras to Oneg. And we're enjoying being a Yid, enjoying having connections to Yid. And it's a whole turnaround. It's going to be hard because initially you're going to have all the feelings of wanting to say no good because, you know, things don't always work out. But then with Amuna and with the true perspective that we're all Bonim Lamachim, all children of Hashem, then that will bring the ultimate Nachas Ruach. And please God, the Nachzuruch of a Korban Pesach this year and the Beis Hamikdash, we'll be eating, like you had a Siyam last night, all that meat. We'll be having, please God, the flesh together of the Korban Pesach.
Amen.
Sponsored by Amuna and
Amuna IP. AmunaIP.com. Check out the resources page. Brand new. Rock and roll. New articles coming.